Hi, Daniel. How are you going?
I'm very well, thank you. So who are we talking about today?
We're going to talk about Tom McIntyre. Daniel, we had such a lovely response to our chat about Rosemary Lassig last week. Mm. Rosemary was our Olympian who set the world record in the Anzac Memorial Pool. She's remembered so fondly by so many people, and I've just had so many conversations about the pool this week. One of the messages that came in was from Rosemary's nephew, Russell Lassig,
right,
who was thrilled to know that there was a house named after Rosemary at Kepnock High School.
Yeah.
Another message was from Denise Virko, who lives in Perth. Our interview made it all the way to Western Australia. Did you realise that people are listening to you on the other side of the country, Daniel?
Well, I had heard rumours, but you sort of hear lots of other things. But I'm so impressed that people from Western Australia are listening to us at 4BU. And I tell you what, we do go far and wide, especially with the iHeartRadio app.
You do. Now, Denise is the daughter of Tom McIntyre, who was Rosemary Lassig's coach and Rosemary's treasured friend. And we had a long chat on Saturday, and Denise told me Tom's story. It's really fascinating, Daniel, and I'd love to share it with you. Did you ever have one of those teachers or coaches who really inspired you?
Yes, I had a number, actually, and a few of those were later in life when I was going through sort of year 12, even into TAFE and uni, where I would, you know, be a confidant, like they'd be a confidant for me because I'd be, you know, talking about a few things. I'm sure there's a lot of people that have those particular teachers or maybe even coaches who did change their life.
That's right. Well, Tom was one of those people. He was born on the Darling Downs in 1912, and he played every sport very well. In the 1930s, he represented the state in hockey. He did a lot of hockey coaching, but he just had that natural gift, Daniel. He was a natural athlete. In 1951, he and his wife Thelma came to Bundaberg with their three children, Miles, Ian and Denise. It was a career move for Tom,
right,
and he joined the regional board. He became an electrical inspector, and that was where he came across Reg Greer, who was a former Australian swimming champion. Now, I mentioned Reg last week. He was one of those people who just fostered enthusiasm in the people around him, because pretty soon he had a small army from the regional board teaching swimming and acting as officials at the Soldiers Memorial Baths, as they were known then. Reg would drive around in the work truck in the afternoon and collect any kids who couldn't get to the pool, take them there, train them, and then drive them home. It was a very busy scene. Now, Reg got Tom involved, and at one point, Dorothy Greer, Reg's wife, and Thelma, Tom's wife, were the lessees of the pool. And it's really important to mention that Tom had the constant support of Thelma. Now, he immersed himself in the science of swimming. Tom studied all the books by Australia's famous coach, Forbes Carlyle, and then he started teaching kids to swim.
So then did Tom teach Rosemary to swim?
He did. He taught her to swim and he coached her all the way to selection in the Australian Olympic team for the Olympic Games in Rome in 1960. Rosemary set two world records in the lead-up to the Games, including one in the Anzac Memorial Pool, as it came to be known, after it was upgraded to Olympic standard in 1956.
You said last week that Tom couldn't actually swim himself. So, well, actually, what made you think Tom would be a successful coach?
Well, I specifically asked Denise that. She said that Tom was a quiet man, but he was a great communicator. He was capable of analysing a swimmer's stroke and making very small adjustments. There might have been five things that needed to be corrected, but he'd just choose one and he'd communicate it very succinctly. So I think his brain was wired to analyse movement. The way that Denise described her father reminded me very much of the impression that I got of Rosemary Lassig. Gentle, quiet people, but with true grit. And I'd say that they had a real simpatico between them.
Angela Lathouris, our historian, joins us this morning. We're talking about Tom McIntyre. Angela, did a lot of Tom's squad succeed in the pool?
There was extraordinary success, Daniel, winning and breaking records. An article about Tom in the News Mail in 1959 said, since 1954, Tom's charges have won 46 gold, 16 silver, and 25 bronze medals in state championships.
That's fascinating.
Three gold, 8 silver, and 6 medals, 6 bronze medals in the Australian title. And Daniel, these were all kids who were trained in the Anzac Memorial Pool.
I was going to say there, just Angela, just very quickly, sorry, just with that, you know, those numbers, they're absolutely outstanding. It's good to know that they were trained in that pool. That's amazing.
It's phenomenal. Mm. Of course, the pinnacle of Tom's career was the amazing success of Rosemary Lassig. He was so proud of her, but it was also his greatest disappointment when Rosemary retired immediately after the Rome Olympics in 1960. At the age of 19. But he got on with it. He kept coaching and he put all into his squad. His daughter Denise said that what was so special to her was that as part of her father's swimming squad, that she and her brother were just treated the same as everybody else. And that really meant a lot to her. Speaking to Denise, it was really obvious what a proud daughter she is. Mm. So Daniel, later in life, Tom took up golf and he played it extremely well with a handicap of 9.
Impressive.
And when Tom and Thelma moved to Brisbane to live with Denise and her husband, he did splash around in the pool in the backyard. And I like to think that that is where he taught himself to swim.
Well, I tell you what, when it comes to swimming, he knew what to do. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, 46 gold, 16 silver, 25 bronze medals. And not only that, 3 gold, 8 silver. Oh, there's just phenomenal numbers at the Aussie titles. What a fascinating story, Angela. And I really do appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Daniel. I really enjoyed doing it.
It is absolutely our pleasure. Angela Lathouris joining us on 1332 4BU.